Okay, let's start. Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Dalet. We have the shortest perek so far in Sefer Yeshayahu. Only 6 psukim in this perek. Let's see what messages we could get. As we know, every perek here in Sefer Yeshayahu is meant to teach us something. The first pasuk in the perek is really related to the previous perek, having to do with the Churban. And this is finishing up. As we know, the prakim do not come from Jewish sources. The split of the prakim are from non-Jewish sources during the medieval period, when many of the publishing powers, many of the money was not in the hands of the Jews, and therefore the Jews were even prohibited in certain countries from owning printing presses. Therefore, it was the hands of the Christians. And sometimes you have Amei Haaretz Christians who didn't know how to break up the prakim. But either way, that's what we have. There are some achronim, I think I mentioned in the past, the Chafetz Chaim, I think, maybe others, that never mentioned the prakim. They only mention like Revi'i Dalid or something like that, which is using the prakim, but it's not directly, because we know the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara says, called psuki de lo paske Moshe anan lo paskinan, but the prakim do not. And here's a perfect example of it. The first pasuk in our parak really belongs to the previous parak. But either way, that continues the tragedy that's going to happen at a certain time when Hashem gets rid of the Rishayim. But then Hashem talks about what's going to be, Yeshayahu talks about the name of Hashem, what's going to be when Mashiach comes. It's going to be amazing, and everybody's going to come back alive, and there's a reference to Tchias HaMesim. And right after that, it goes back to talking about what's going to happen to Beno Sion on that time in Pasuk Dalid, and Pasuk He is back to the Geula, back and forth and back and forth, which the Mefarshim point out, this is the classic Sefer in Yeshayahu, as Rabbi Schwab writes here. Yeshayahu is, on the one hand, Yeshayahu is the prophet of doom, and on the other hand, he is the prophet of consolation. He often intersperses his visions of calamity with prophecies of consolation, in which he envisions the final redemption of the Jewish people and of the world at the time of Mashiach. So in the Korban, he talks about Nechama, and as we'll see, this is really until Perek Mem. After Perek Mem, it gets to almost all Nechama. But up until then, it is interspersed with both, and this is a classic example of that message in our Perek. So let's start with the beginning, though. The beginning talks about Vehechziku, Pasuk Aleph. Vehechziku Sheva Nashim Be'ish Echad. Vehechziku, the 7 women will go to one man. What's going on here? There are widows. There are many widows. There are 7 widows will come to one man. The Radak says here, it's not literally 7, it just means many. 7 is always a unit in Tanakh, as the Radak quotes here, V'sheva eino l'cheshbon mechuvan, elakim derech ha-mikra lovar sheva v'sheva l'cheshbon rav, l'fi shekol yimei ha-olam shvuos, sheva kachatos echem, sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Right, many times you have 7 is the number that is used, but it just means many. So many women are going to come to one man and say, please marry us, because there are going to be so many almanas, so many widows. The Radak suggests that this is talking about the time period of Pekach ben Remaliahu, in the days of Achaz. Remember, Yeshayahu lived in the time of 4 kings, in the times of Uzziahu, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiyahu. So in the time of Achaz, the 3rd king, says the Radak, that that's when this prophecy is talking about, because in the days of Achaz, Pekach ben Remaliahu killed 120,000 men, even in one day. That's a lot of widows. And they all came to other men saying, please marry us. Why? Let's read the psukim. Sheva nashim be'ish echad bayom hahu. Again, it might be talking about pashas v'zman achorban. The Radak bumps it up a little bit. Lamar, what do they say? Lachmeinu nochel. V'sim laseinu nobash. We'll eat our own bread. We'll wear our own clothes. Raki karishim chaleinu. Just let us have your name called upon us. Meaning, let us be married to you. As sof cherpaseinu, gather in our cherpa, our embarrassment. What's going on here? Why do they so much want to be married? So Rashi has subshat. Number one, either generally, women always, especially women that are widows, they want to be married again. Rashi says, when a woman is married, she has more protection, she has more stability. So that's why in general, number one. Or then Rashi quotes the Medrash Agada. It's a Medrash in Eicha. I'll read the whole thing. The Medrash in Eicha and Eicha Rabbah in Perek Hey. The Medrash on the Pasuk of Nashim Bitzion Inu. Nubuzradon Siva Lachayalosav. Nubuzradon, the general of Nebuchadnezzar, told his attacking, marauding armies, Amalohen, Eloheim Shel Elu Soni Zimahu. The God of these Jews hates illicit relationships. He Zaharu Altigu Be'eshas Ish. Amazing. Nuvizradon, just like the opposite of what Bilam did. Bilam says, Soni Zima, and therefore send them Zima, because Bilam wanted Hashem to be mad at us. So he sent the women to seduce us. Nuvizradon, according to his veggies, is just the opposite. He feels Hashem is on his side even without doing anything. So he doesn't want to cause problems. So what does he say? Their God hates Zima. So therefore, all you soldiers, don't touch the married women. The single women, it's also bad, but he said, Hizara al tigu beishas ish. So once they heard that, all the women wanted to be married. Kivan Sheshamu Nishaya Havir Asin the Amrin Lana Gvar. They kept coming to any man they could find. Man Dil Nanan Achlin. We'll eat. You don't have to support us. Min Dil Nanan Miskatsin. We'll bring in our own clothes. Bilvadi Iskari Shim Chalon. Just let us be married to you. And the Medrash quotes this pasuk. Vechziku Sheva Nashim Beish Echad. Right. That is what they wanted so badly. They just wanted to be married in the time of Nebuchadnezzar. You see on the bottom of the Yifei, on the Medrash, in the Yifei Anaf, says it must be that married and single girls wore different clothing. Because how would the soldiers know? Or how would they trust? Sarach Lomer Shanesuos Hayu Nikaros B'malbusheihen O Eza Siman Acher Hayalahem V'yala Pnuyos Gaza Shalo Yubushu Malbushe Yishazish. Right, the Pnuyos were not allowed to be allowed to check and wear clothing of Ashes Ish. Okay, either way, so these women say, please be married to us. Interesting line in the Radak. I'm sorry, in the Abarbanel. The Pasuk says that the women say, you know what, we'll be mochel on our bread, we'll be mochel on our simla, and the Abarbanel adds, we'll be mochel on our ona, meaning our conjugal rights. So we'll just be mochel everything. Just let us be married to you. And the question that the Rinas Yitzchak asks here, Yitzchak Sarotskin, you know, are they allowed to do that? The Mishnah Lamelech himself assumes that a woman cannot be, it's not nitan l'mechila. Right, the chi of ona, the physical relationship, find food and find clothing, sherek sus ona. Right, so sharing suas, so fine if the woman wants to be mochel. It's obligations of the husband, but she can be mochel if she wants. It's financial. But when it comes to ona, the Mishnah of Melech and Ilchus Ishus assumes that she cannot. You can't be mochel the ona. And then he says, O Nirali, this is the Mishnah of Melech and Ilchus Ishus Perek Vav. Deha Isha Yecholala Harshos Labayla, Sheyimana Onasa. If a woman, if you ever see any sources that say that a woman could say this to the husband, Lomidin Mechilu Naguba, it's not because she can be mocheles that the husband doesn't have to be with her. She calls Masha, he ain't a Tovas, Mutaloli Mana Meonasa. If she is not Toveya and doesn't ask from him, so then he doesn't have to give it to her if she's not asking. That's what it means, Mochel. But what if one day she says, I want it back? Im Chazre Betava, Pshita the Mukhuya Bonasa. Surely he says, just like in Nezek. If somebody goes over to somebody and says, yeah, you could rip my shirt, you could. So fine, but what if he changes his mind? He can't change his mind? Before the guy rips his shirt? Yes, he can, as the Mishnah has discussed at the end of Baba Kama. Cross Ksusi, but if he says, don't tear it, so the Mishnah Lamel, so the Rina Sisla wonders, so what does the Abarbanel mean? That he said, you could be, it's including even Ona. See, he suggests, maybe it's not even real Ishus here. Yikare Shimcha Aleinu. Maybe it's enough to be a Pilegesh. Pilegesh, we know, is a major sugya, concubine, Pilegesh in halacha. Where does it come up? It comes up in Sanhedrin. Pilachim, how many Pilachim is a king allowed to have? But suggests the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's what these women were asking, even if you want to say it was with a halachic basis, they were just asking to be a Pilegesh. And if it's a Pilachus and not regular Ishus, so then maybe that's why they would be able to be Mocher. But Torah is Mochel. But Torah is Pilegesh. In Lochiv Sherksus Vaona, Fisharp. Pilegesh, we had a daf be'in shir about this a number of years ago. The Rambam says Pilegesh is only allowed for a king, and again, a lot of other interesting topics within the world of Pilegesh, but not for now. But this is the suggestion of the Rinas Yitzchak. We'll see at the end of this time. We'll get more into it. Okay, we continue though now. So that really, Pasuk was really continuing from the last parak, and now we continue. Bayomahu, but on that day. Which again, if this previous pasuk and perek was referring to the Churban, now this is talking about when Mashiach comes. If it was talking about like the day in the Radak in terms of Achaz, so after Achaz came Chizkio, who was one of the greatest Makarvim in the Torah during the days of Chizkio. If you remember from Sefer Malachim, was amazing. So the following is talking about the days of Chizkio. Either way, let's assume like the Radak says it's talking about Achaz, but now it's talking about Yemos Mashiach. That's what it sounds like. So let's continue. Bayomahu, on that day when Mashiach comes, Yihyeh Tzemach Hashem L'tzvi U'lechavod. literally, the sprouts, the blossom of Hashem will be for Tzvi and Kavod, Upri Aris, Lagona, Latifares, Lafletas Yisrael. Everything's going to be beautiful, and the fruit, and the symbolic fruit, everything's going to be great, meaning the opposite of the previous parak when all the Talmidei Chachamim and Torah was gone. Everything's going to be beautiful. What does Tzemach mean? That's a magical word. Whenever Tzemach comes up in Tanakh, the Radak says Tzemach means Mashiach. Pirish Tzemach Hashem Mashiach ben David. Why? What do we say in davening? Es Tzemach David Avdecha. Tzemach elsewhere in Tanakh is also called Mashiach is called Tzemach. Vakimosi lo David Tzemach Tzadik. He quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Right? The Tzemach equals Mashiach. So what is that? Why is he called Tzemach? Growth explains the Radak beautifully. Mitchila, you know what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? He's going to come, and we're going to be inspired and amazed right at the beginning when he comes. But the more he does, the more his power and his love and our adulation of him is going to grow and grow. It's going to sprout forth. That's Tzemach. Mitchila yekamo Tzemach hayafeh sheyisbach adabriyaso. Somebody sees something beautiful, it grows. Wow, that's beautiful. Ukshiagia Leo's pri, and when the flower blooms into a fruit, Yanu own me manu. Viyisbachu bo yoser. He'll be even happier and amazing. Now he gets fruit from it. Kain melech hamashiach. Mitchilo yismachu. Viacharka kishiyase maisa. Viyanatseach milchemes gog. Viyasim haaretz shalva vishketa shekolam yirmi manu. Acharkin yilagonal tefares. She is ga'u viyisparu bo akolagoyim. It starts off as a tzemach, and then we'll have to be kavod, go'on tefares. Right, that's the process. It's a growing process. That's what Mashiach is going to be. That's what the Radak says, all bizman HaMashiach. Rav Schwab just adds to that and says, you don't only have to say that. You can say he's called Tzemach because the entire process of Jewish history, Mashiach is growing and growing until the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides that it has grown enough that he has to bring it. But that's Tzemach. Tzemach means that he's growing, and that's what we daven for. At Tzemach Daven Avtecha, we want Hashem, we want it to be grown already fully in order to bring the full Geula. V'haya, continues Yishayo, ha'nishar b'tzion. Even after I've just mentioned that everybody's going to be gone from Tzion. V'anosar b'yushalayim, but those who are left, the few remnants, kadosh yamelo. They'll be kadosh and they'll be saved. There will become a time. And then, kalakasov l'chayim b'Yerushalayim. Everyone who's written for life will be in Yerushalayim. The Mefarshim explained that's a remnant to Tchias HaMesim. Anyone who's nechtav l'chayim, it'll be in Yerushalayim. That's where Tchias HaMesim is taking place. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Ksubis, that Tchias HaMesim will not happen in Chutz La'aretz. All the bodies will have some type of gilgul, mechilos, some type of rolling. That's why there's a schus to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, and especially in Yerushalayim. Some sources say Harazesim is where it's going to start, right, overlooking Harabayas. But either way, that's alluded to in this pasuk here. Kol hakasov l'chayim b'Yerushalayim. Anyone who's written for life will be in Yerushalayim. So not only the people who are left there living, that's the first half of the pasuk, but the ones who are came alive in Tchias HaMesim will join them. One of the Rebbes said in the Biur Chasidus, is quoted here, that you can read the first half of the pasuk also as a Musar thought. V'haya ha'nishar b'tzion v'hanosar, those who look at themselves as like leftovers, I'm not the Iker, I'm just like the Notar, I'm the Nishar, kadosh yamar lo. That's Kedusha. When I don't think of myself as so amazing and the central, but, you know, Nishar v'hanotar, then Kadoshi Amerlo. Continuing, says the Pasuk, Imrachat Hashem es so'as b'not Tzion. This will happen also when Hashem washes away the tzoa, the dirt, the grime of b'not Tzion, that's Demei Yerushalayim Yadiach Mekirba, and the blood of Yerushalayim will be washed away. How will it be washed away? With water? It's not happening with water. Rashi says through Yisurin. Yisurin are cleansing. That's the Gemara in Brachas, as we know. The first parak, Adachay, where the Gemara says, Yisurin are memarkin avonot of Shaladam. Remember, the Gemara has that from based on a Kal V'chomer from Shein V'ayin. The Gemara says, Yisurin memarkin kol avonot of Shaladam. Well, first it compares it to salt at the bottom. Ma bris hamur b'melach, melach mamtekas is a basar. Bris hamur b'yisurin, yisurin memarkin, kol avonot shaladam. Yisurin cleanse. And that's what Rashi says here. Yadiyah, the Demei Yerushalayim will be cleansed through Yisurin. Beruach mishpada, beruach ba'er. And then what's going to happen? Uvara Hashem al kol mechon arzi al mikra'eha. Hashem will create and bring on every structure, on every monument in arzi al mikra'eha. Hashem will put on it anan, yomam, ashan, a cloud, a protection, noga, esh, lahava, laila, fire. That reminds us of like the Midbar, the Anan and the Akavid, and the Amud Eish, and the Amud Anan, and Vinoga Eish Lahava Laila, Kialkal Kavod Chupa, all these different Lashonos of protection. The Gemara says in Mesechus Bava Basra, that's Ayin Hey, that there are seven phrases used here for protection, and they're all going to be used when Mashiach comes. The Gemara says here in Hamokar Es Asfina, Andaf Ayin Hey, Amr of Yochanan, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Sheva Chupos L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem's going to bring seven chupas for each tzadik. Shenemar, Ubar Hashem L'chon Arzi Yom Ha'Negra, Anan, Yomam, Asha, Noga. It works out that there are seven ideas of protection here. We don't know exactly what this means. What does it mean that Hashem is going to protect us in seven different ways? Rabbi Schwab says it's like trying to explain colors to a blind man from birth. Right, you talk about green and blue and yellow. So the blind man knows that there's such a thing called colors and knows the words that describe them, but he can't understand it. So says Rav Schwab, that's these protection, right? Chuppah, Asha, Noga, Eish. It's like talking to a blind man. Like, we have no idea what this spiritual protection means, but we do know that it is some type of spiritual protection that is going to be for us in the future. Also interesting to relate this pasuk, Hashem will create on all the structures. Is that to be medayik that He's not going to create the structures themselves? We know there's a machlokas rishonim. Seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The third base hamigdash. Well, he might even be talking about the second base hamigdash, but Pasha's not. Right now, he's talking about the third base hamigdash, right? Because he's talking about all the nisim, which did not take place during Bayis Sheni. So if he's talking about Mashiach, right, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosas and the Rambam. Third base hamigdash. Is Hashem going to build that? And it's going to come down from Shemayim, or are we going to build it? The Rambam says beferish that Melech HaMashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's one of his jobs. Based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the three things that we're going to do. First, they're going to appoint a king, then we're going to wipe out a Amalek, and then we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. He's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So it's clear for the Rambam that it's going to be human hands. Rashi and Tosfos, though, in Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph, don't say that. Hani Mili says Rashi Binyan Habanu Bidei Adam. Avo Mikdash Ha'asid Shanu Mitzapim Banui Umishuchlal Hu Yigalev Yavo Mishamayim. It's going to come down from heaven. Unbelievable. Right? And some say it's Meduyak in Nachem that we say on Tisha B'Av. Ki Be'esh Hitzatu Be'esh Asida Levnosa. That you're going to build it through fire. So it's known as Machlokas Rashi Dozer versus the Rambam. The Aruch Lener there in Sukkah tries to say maybe they're both right. One's the physical base of Mikdash. One's the spiritual, Yerushalayim Shel Mata, Yerushalayim Shel Mala. But either way, maybe that's related to our pasuk here in pasuk Hey, where it says Hashem's going to create on every structure these protections. Doesn't say He's going to create the structures themselves, right? That's for us, possibly, like the Rambam says. Either way, but that's what the Gemara says. There's also, what is this protection from? So it's protection from all evil forces. Rashi goes through each one of these and says we're going to be protected from fire, from water. Which fire? Which heat? So Rashi quotes, "Shakadosh Baruch Hu motzi chama min artika u'mekadra aleihem." Pasuk Vav. Hashem in the future is going to bring out the sun from its container and make it really, really hot. What's Rashi referring to? So some might remember the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara talks about that in the future, the nations of the world are going to come to Hashem and say, it's not fair, we wanted the Torah, if you would have given us the Torah, then we would have listened, and we would have said, you know, accepted it. Hashem says, okay, I'll give you a test. Here's one mitzvah. What does He give him? The mitzvah of sukkah. Mitzvah of sukkah. They all go build a sukkah. Hashem makes it really, really hot. They build it on their roof. And what do? They go out of their sukkah and they kick their sukkah down and they leave. And the Gemara says, Hashem said, okay, I'll give you one mitzvah. The Gemara says, aye, what do you mean? Even Jews could leave the sukkah. Mitzvah patim on a sukkah. Says the Gemara, you could leave, but not supposed to kick it down and get angry. So they fail. They will fail that test. But that's what Rashi says right here. That's what it's talking about. During that time, Hashem is going to go give us protection in that regard. Interesting, just two ha'aris on that Gemara. All the mafarshim discuss why dafka the mitzvah of sukkah. Why is that chosen by God? God wants to say, okay, I'll give you one. See how you do. Why is Dafka that mitzvah discussed? So the Torah's Chaim there suggests that maybe it's one of the mitzvahs that are shakal keneged kol haTorah kula, which is not really in Chazal, but it's in one of the Yotzros, he quotes, rather Yotzro for the second day of Sukkot. Baal tia mitzvah sukkah beinecha kala, ki keneged kol mitzvahs daschu kosea shakula. Okay, it's unique. Many of the other Bali Musar say no, because it's a mitzvah that has to do with being the Kaddish Gashmias, which is something uniquely a Jewish concept, when we are sanctify our eating and our drinking and our sleeping, and that's what they couldn't handle. And they leave symbolically because they're like, what do you mean, this spirituality and this physicality, you can't mix the two. That was the test that Hashem was giving them. There's also a comment to the Ben Yehoyada there, but this is what Rashi is relating to. But then the last pasuk of the parak, which is maybe the pasuk that any of us know any pasuk from this parak. So this is the one we're familiar with because this pasuk is quoted on Sukkah Daf Beis. The Sukkah Tiel Itzel Yoma Mechorev, and the Sukkah in that time when Mashiach comes, Hashem will protect you with a Sukkah from the shade, give you shade from the day Mechorev Ula Machse Ula Mistar. And will protect you from the rain and all of the elements. If you remember, the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah has this as one of the three reasons why your Sukkah cannot be above 20 Amos. Right? Three reasons why the Sukkah can't be above 20 Amos. So the first reason, the third reason, which is the accepted one, is Laman Yedud Arasechem. You have somebody sitting in a Sukkah. I'm sorry, that's the first reason, Rava. Third reason is Diras Keva, Diras Arai. Rav Zeira is the middle reason. Rav Zeira Amar and Sukkah Dabez, Mehacha. How do you know the sukkah can't be above 20 amos? From Yishayahu, Perek Dalet. The sukkah tia letzel yoma mechorev. The sukkah has to be for shade. So, assumes Rebbe Zera, ad esrim ama adam yoshe betzel sukkah. Up till 20 amos, when you sit in a sukkah, then the shade is coming from the roof, from the schach. And that's what you see from this pasuk. The definition of a sukkah has to be, meaning schach, has to be tzel. If the schach don't get the tzel, then that's not called a sukkah. And that's what we darshan. Adam Yoshi Bitzel Sukkah. Lamala Miyasur Mama in Adam Yoshi Bitzel Sukkah. El Bitzel Tfanos. That's the Gemara in Mesechet Sukkah on that base. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis wonders why the other two opinions don't hold of it. Isn't it Beferish in the pasuk that that's the definition of schach? So the Gemara says, maybe our pasuk is not about a sukkah, halachic sukkah. It's just talking about what's going to happen. Yimos HaMashiach. Amri Hahuvi Yimos HaMashiach Udechsev. Which is exactly what the Radak said before. Even if the first pasuk was referring to the days of Achaz, still the rest of the parak is talking about all the Mimos HaMashiach, because that's exactly what the Gemara says there in Sukkah on Daf Beis. Again, but this is again Yishayo at his best when he's talking about the Nechama and he's talking about the tragedy all intertwined at the same time. But we low and we learn from this parak one thing we could take away: Semach. That Mashiach is constantly growing and growing throughout Jewish history. It is going and marching towards our destiny of ultimate geula, and that's what we say as Semach David. Semach means Hashem. He's growing and growing every single day. Every tragedy that happens brings us one step closer. When was he born? He was born on Tisha B'Av, as Chazal tell us. Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av, but he hasn't come to fruition yet, and the entire history is as he is growing, and B'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to that, b'mehir of Yameinu. This takes us through Perek Dalet of Sefer Yishayahu.